Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the English newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Emer McCarthy. Pope Benedict XVI flew into the Vatican this morning from his summer residence in the Alban Hills for his weekly general audience with pilgrims and faithful. Charles Collins has this report.
Thousands of people gathered in the Pope Paul VI audience hall on Wednesday, where Pope Benedict continued his weekly catechesis on the figures of the early church.
In our catechesis on the teachers of the ancient church, we now continue our reflection on St. Gregory Nazianzen. Gregory considered it his mission to employ his learning and literary talent in the service of the gospel. Inclined to study in prayer, he nonetheless took part in the many controversies which followed the Council of Nicaea. Gregory forcefully defended the Church's faith in one God in three equal and distinct persons. He upheld the full humanity of the Incarnate Son, arguing that Christ took on our human nature in its integrity, including a rational soul, in order to bring us the fullness of redemption. He likewise defended Mary's dignity as the Mother of God, her purity, and her intercessory power.
The Pope also spoke about how the saint encouraged living the Christian life.
Gregory often stresses our Christian responsibility to imitate God's goodness and love through charity and solidarity with others, especially the sick, and those in need. He also speaks eloquently of the importance of prayer, in which we see everything in the light of Christ, are immersed in God's truth, and inflamed by his love. The life and teaching of St. Gregory are a celebration of the divine love which is revealed in Christ. Let us open our hearts to this love, which overcomes our weakness and gives lasting joy and happiness to our lives.
After the audience, the Pope returned to Castel Gandolfo, which is the location of the Papal Summer Palace. I'm Charles Collins.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.